across the city and South Cambridgeshire.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
So I'm going to welcome my good guest. Good afternoon, Danny. How are you?
Yeah, very good. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
You're very welcome. So I have a very posh title for you. You are the active... Ooh, now I've lost my piece of paper. Here we go. You're the active lifestyle officer at Cambridge City Council. Is that right?
One of many, actually.
Oh, right. So there's lots of you.
Yep. Yeah, there's about a team of 10 of us trying to get people in Cambridge moving, essentially.
And so that is your mission, is it? To get people moving?
Yeah.
In any way, sheep
and sheep or form?
any sheep involved?
Yeah, absolutely. We're trying to get people in Cambridge more physically active and trying to really change people's perspective of that and what they, you know, it's not doing cross country, it's not playing football necessarily.
Because I think a lot of people have memories from their school days, don't they? No, sadly, isn't it? I mean, hopefully that has changed in a generation or so. But yeah, not being thrown out and made to do something that you really don't like. It's more trying to find something that you will get on with.
Something that works for you.
Yeah.
Exactly. Because it's a long-term relationship with physical activity. You know, it's not just a little something that you dabble in, we hope.
Yeah.
So it has to be something that works for you.
Mm-hmm. And so you have a huge range, I've noticed, on the Let's Get... There's a Facebook page, isn't there, called Let's Get Moving Cambridge.
Yeah, Let's Get Moving Cambridge.
And I was amazed, every time I see... because I follow it, and I was amazed by how many different sort of activities there are for all sets, ages, groups and things. Maybe you could give us an idea of some of those that are happening that people get involved with.
Yeah, I mean, we try and cater kind of to everyone and get everyone involved, and we do share a lot of what other people are doing as well, because there's so much going on.
Yeah, right.
Cambridge.
So some of the things
some of it's not necessarily like ours, but we do a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
As well.
But it's good that then there's one place to go, people can go to find out about all the different things going on.
Yeah. So I mean, some of the stuff that we've got coming up, for example, the Cricket World Cup is coming to Eddington, kind of our new community in Cambridge. So for those of you who don't know, it's Cricket World Cup year in the UK. Cricket World Cup.
Okay, so I thought that was just like a...
Oh no, it's not a catchy title. It is the real thing.
Ooh. Did you all know that, any cricket fans out there? I didn't, but I must admit I don't really know about cricket, but I'm very happy to learn.
So cricket is really taking kind of priority for us this year, you know, with the Cricket World Cup. So it's going to be we're taking it out there really to the community, getting younger people involved. So we've got like an all-stars cricket program, working in partnership with Cambridgeshire Cricket, and on the 28th of April in Eddington, and those of you who don't know, that's kind of up by the West Cambridge site. We're bringing the Cricket World Cup. There's opportunity for young people to get involved and for a women's softball cricket little tournament. So really friendly.
And I'm guessing that all this All-Stars tournament is for girls and boys. It's not just...
Yeah.
Because I know quite a few women who are really into cricket.
Yeah.
Actually, I know more females than I do males that do play cricket nowadays. But so it's for everybody, isn't it?
Yeah, for everyone to come along and just give it a go, essentially. I'm going to be learning myself there on the day. I don't really know much about cricket, but I'm quite looking forward to it.
So that's... is that an ongoing course? Will that be a one-day event?
So that's a one-day event, but it's kind of kicking off the start of it. So
right.
We're doing quite a few pop-up events, both for juniors and for kind of women as well, throughout the summer. So again, check out our Facebook page.
And what's your Facebook and website pages,
so
in case people need
Let's
to know?
Let's Get Moving Cambridge on Facebook, and that's at Get Moving Cam. That's the same for Facebook and Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Instagram is Get Moving Cambridge.
Mm-hmm.
And our website is the Cambridge City Council website, so cambridge.gov.uk and then /sport. You'll find all our pages.
Oh, brilliant. So that's very easy to find then. Yeah,
we hope so.
Yeah. And so that's cricket. And what ages? And that's all ages? Or?
Yeah, basically. So the All-Stars is really for the younger children to come and get involved, and the women's basically 12 and up, we would say, come along.
And is there a men's, a boys one as well?
No.
Okay, so that's the women's one. But for the children, it's for
boys and girls.
Yes. Okay, right. So that's...
So another thing we've got coming up in the Easter holidays, so for any parents who are kind of at a lost end, a loose end, trying to find something to entertain their kids for, we've got 3 days of multi-sport camps that Anglia Ruskin University are running for free for at different locations around the city for you to come and bring in kids. And that's for anyone who's 8 or above.
Right.
So I know it's hard to kind of keep the kids occupied in the summer.
And in the Easter,
sorry. And And it's free. So again,
wow. So you have to sign up for that one, I guess.
You have to register. You have to pre-register, but it is free. And yeah, look
and
on the website.
And it's like a week's worth of?
So there's three separate days and they run different times each day. Two of them are 10 till 4 and one of them's 1 till 5. Mm-hmm. So just loads of different opportunities to get your kids moving, so tire them out.
Yeah. I can see that's a very good advantage. Yeah. and I guess it's a chance to people to try different sports.
Absolutely.
As well.
Yeah.
Like you said, it's quite important to find something. We were talking about this earlier to the presenter, Louise, who was just on before me. She loves cycling and I really don't like cycling. And I think after trying, you know, for many years now, I've just decided cycling isn't for me. So I'm running now and trying to do running. But I also like classes in doing classes like dance classes and stuff like that. Yeah. That's the way I find it, you know.
And it's having,
I can keep
having
going.
A go at something is quite a scary prospect, trying something new.
Yes.
But that's why we like to, you know, our events that we run, it's a really nice opportunity to, you've got nothing to lose.
Yeah, there's no pressure.
No.
Yeah. So they're not in a fancy gym or, you know, as in, you know, they're not intimidating, are they? They're really for people that, anyone that wants to get involved.
Yeah. And a lot of kind of gyms and environments can be really intimidating, can be really scary. And we completely appreciate that. And it's a case of just come along and ask questions, you know, ask the stupid questions that you don't want to ask.
You think are stupid. Yeah. Yeah. Because everyone else will be thinking them, won't they, as well?
Yeah. Like, oh, what do I need to bring? What do I wear? You know, do I need to bring a water bottle? All that kind of thing, you know, and we're more than happy to answer those kind of questions. So one of the big things we have is our Let's Go Girls campaign. Mm-hmm. And if for anyone who's heard of This Girl Can,
yes,
a big national campaign trying to get women moving more, we're running two Let's Go Girls festival events this year. And we've run them previously and they've been really, really successful and energetic and a great opportunity for women to try things. And we've got two coming up, one on the 19th of May in Trumpington, and the second one is the 10th of July at Hills Road, Cambridge. So both free to come along and try.
And they're a day, are they?
About three hours. Yeah, but that's kind of enough. When you're trying loads of different activities. So again, you know, you can do it for 20 minutes.
So they're free events and you come along and you get to try...
Yeah.
A range of things,
yes,
and then maybe take off with one of them.
Exactly. So it's all stuff that is going on locally. So, you know, you could try out Zumba, you could try out bounce, you could try out cardio tennis. Cricket, obviously, is involved this year.
Cardio
netball,
tennis, what's
like
that?
This.
Is that like worse than normal tennis?
Well, I think it's better than normal tennis because it doesn't matter if you hit it out.
That's a very fair point.
So I think they kind of have music playing and it's quite hard, upbeat. And
oh, that sounds good. Yeah. I've not heard of that one before.
No one watches where the ball goes.
That my is kind ideal, of yeah, because that's where many arguments have happened in my end of my tennis career was people, yeah, running around just missing the ball every time or like you say, spending ages just trying to get it in the area. Oh, very good. So those are the Let's Girl Festival.
Yep, Let's Go Girls
Festival. And then I see you've got a Return to Fitness program.
We do. So this is kind of a more of a long-term program, trying to encourage people to really build activity into their lifestyle. And again, this is kind of targeted at women who have maybe been active in a previous life, you know, whether that is 10 years ago or maybe before they had children or, you know, different things get in the way essentially of of your activity habits. And it's trying to encourage women to try and come different activities over a period of 10 weeks. So this is really building that habit.
Yes, yeah, because that's the thing, isn't it? It's all very well to go along for one day and then think, well, that's it, I've done now.
But exactly.
Yeah, building it in.
Stick.
And building it into routine that you miss it if you don't.
Absolutely.
Go.
And you're kind of in there with a group of like-minded women who are there for a similar reason, and you kind of build that relationship over 10 weeks. And it's not a case of an instructor will walk in and just shout, right, 10 burpees at you, and you go, oh my, what is a burpee?
Yeah.
It's very much slowed down and explained. That's
very
what I
good.
Think is missed out a lot of the
yes,
time.
Yes, no, that is true, yeah. Yes, yeah, because sometimes that's the most intimidating bit. Yeah. Everybody, in quotes, seems to know around you what they're doing.
Yeah.
And they'll say, do this, that and the other. I mean, I sometimes do that and I'm looking around thinking, where am I putting my arm? Where am I putting my leg?
Exactly.
You know, what am I going to do next?
You walk into a class and everyone else has got their equipment out and you're like, I don't even know where the mats are.
Yes, yes. So very, very good point. But I must say in that, I think a lot of that is in your mind.
Absolutely.
Because actually, if you did ask anyone, they're always very friendly and will help you.
And everyone else is thinking the exact same thing.
Yeah, it's just that they've been there more times than you. So they've gone through that process as well. So I agree. And then I noticed you've got something here called the Super Sensory 1K event in Histon in 6th
of
May.
Yeah, so this is one of our partner events. So Power to Inspire, a brilliant charity that operate in Cambridge, really trying to promote inclusive sport. They're running this event on Histon Rec on the bank holiday weekend, and a really great opportunity for people of all abilities to go and try this 1 kilometre.
And that's 11 a.m. on that one. Yeah. And it says you can walk, wheel or run through 5 Absolutely. Sensory stations, which sounds amazing.
Yeah, really great chance for anyone, all ages, you know, bring the whole family and get involved.
That sounds a really good one. And then you have also got this multi-sport session for adults with disabilities.
Yeah, so that's kind of a relatively new session for us over at Clay Farm, the new community centre in Trumpington. Really great, you know, chance for people of all abilities to come along and try something new.
And that's the last Wednesday of every month.
Yes.
And some of the activities you've got there is, I think you pronounce it Boccia?
Boccia.
Boccia, sorry, Boccia. So which was in the Olympics, Paralympics, yeah. Which was really popular.
We've got quite a few very talented Boccia athletes in Cambridgeshire,
actually. Well, so that's a good one. Yeah. Sitting volleyball, yeah. Curling, table tennis, table cricket, which sounds interesting, football. Everyone welcome. And that's from 10 till 12 on that day. And that one's, the last Wednesday of every month. So that's great.
The next one is next Wednesday, 27th of March.
Oh, good. Yes, very good. So, and I've also seen here that you... volunteers now, if people are into sports perhaps but actually want to come and help on the other end of it, how should they go about that? Do you need volunteers?
We do. We're always looking for volunteers, and I think sport generally runs on volunteers. You know, there's only so much look at parkrun.
I was going to say, I've noticed that you're asking for volunteers for parkrun, aren't you? Because is that the new parkrun? Relatively
Colden's
new.
Colden's coming, actually, that for tomorrow, they're okay. It's Milton that needs some help.
So, okay.
I'm going myself to go tomorrow to volunteer.
That's my next goal, is to do a parkrun. I haven't done one yet, but I'm working towards it. So,
we kind of take on volunteers for one-off events, for regular sessions. It might be even for kind of sessions that people just need an extra hand. Mm-hmm. So that might be for our kind of seated exercises classes, where the instructor just needs a bit of help to get people included in the session.
Yes, check everyone's okay.
So,
and got everything they need.
We're looking for everyone
So you don't need any sporting ability as such, really. Do you? You just need to be keen to help others.
Yeah. A bit of enthusiasm goes a really long way. Yeah. So if you're interested in getting involved, just get in touch with us.
And is that back on the Cambridge?
Yeah.
Can you just remind us of the websites again?
So cambridge.gov.uk, so that's gov.uk/sport. And from there, you'll find all the different pages around the projects, including volunteering. Our general email address is sport@cambridge.gov.uk as well. So any queries, just get in touch. Or ping us a message on Facebook @GetMovingCam.
I think hopefully that's covered everything. That's really interesting. Thank you ever so much for that, Danny.
Much.
And I look forward to maybe coming back in the summer and telling us about some of the later activities.
See you at parkrun coming up
soon. Oh, right. Okay. Now
she's committed now.
Committed. Yeah, I know. I keep doing this. Shouldn't open my mouth so often. Thank you ever so much for coming and telling us about that, Danny.